This is Dave Jones for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're at the Lee County Speedway Awards Banquet tonight. We're with the IMCA Modified Champion for 2011 at the Lee County Speedway, Josh Foster from Fort Madison. Josh, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here.
What a great season you had in the IMCA Modified class at Lee County Speedway. 14 point starts and 6 wins out of those 14 point starts, 12 top fives. That's a lot of wins. That's a lot of top fives. That's a tough class.
Yeah, well, I really like the guys I race with, and, you know, I got a really good group, and they keep me guessing all the time.
You know, I was talking a few minutes ago with Dan Winnig, and you're kind of the same way. I'll tell you, so many nights in that modified class, with you starting back like you are, it's not like you can always take the best part of the track. Sometimes that best part of the track's used up. Everybody's there. You can't get through if you run there. So you got to go sometimes where you really don't want to.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about that IMCA point invert. You've got to be faster where other people aren't. You know, you've got to be good enough to get around somebody on the bad line. And that's probably the hardest part about racing with that invert.
Won the championship by 32 points over Tyler Cale. It was a little bit of a margin at the end, but it was a good battle, wasn't it?
No, it was only 2 points at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. 2 points at the end.
Yeah, it was only 2 points.
So it was close.
Yeah, it was 3 points going in, and then he ended up winning the feature on season championship night, and I got second. So we had quite the party afterwards.
I know you had some nights at you owe this championship to some help, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I do. Brian Cook helped me out there. We stubbed a car there with 3 races to go, and he gave me his car to run because he had some motor issues. And so we kind of put our heads together, and I ran his car the last 3 races, and we're really good friends anyway, so it was a lot of fun. I got to thank all my sponsors. Farmington Tax Service, Morfold Electric, 5-Star Drywall, All Pro Lawn and Landscape, Rolling Hills Farms, Donaldson Tire and Service, Kinnick on the River. I'd like to thank Pat Worley, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Jim and Tina Forsyth helped me out quite a bit. All my racing friends, I want to thank them. It's been a good year, you know, definitely some ups and downs, but with the right people behind you, you can definitely overcome those downs.
How many track championships is this for you?
I think this is 4 out of the last 6, but just at Donaldson. I want to get something somewhere else. We'll try and do that in 2012.
How were those nights that you climbed into a different car? Were you able to just ignore it and drive that car like you drive your car, or did you have to be a little different?
Well, there's definitely a few things that I didn't do that I would have done in my own stuff. For the most part, once you get about 3 laps under you, you kind of know what the car's gonna do, and you can drive it with a little confidence. But for the most part, it was okay. Yeah, there's always that thing on your shoulders that says, don't tear up this guy's car.
This is not mine.
Yeah, but for the most part, it was okay.
Who'd you have helping you as far as pit crew?
Oh, we got Dan Myers. He's been a really good help this year. And Jim Forsyth, those are the main two. And then, you know, a bunch of my friends, they just, you know, come and go. But, you know, it kind of is weird the way things work. Over the years, you get some hardcore guys that they go and go and go and go, and then they get burnt out and you don't see them forever. But Dan Meyer and Jim Forsyth, they've been there and through thick and thin. Tyson Barnes helps me out quite a bit. You know, any help you can get on any given night is appreciated because you never know when they're going to have things in their life that they have to do other than racing.
You know, I know like tonight when you went up to get the championship, everybody's hooping and hollering louder for you than anybody. And I know you guys kind of got the name of kind of being the party crew and the party gang, but I think you guys work just as hard as you party, don't you? I mean, I know you guys want to have fun. You guys go out there and have a good time. But I'll tell you what, you don't win those many championships just by partying. You got to roll up your sleeves and work.
That is right. You know, we have a good time at the racetrack, and people see that, and they get to judging a little bit. But we're all business throughout the week, for sure. I gotta thank my fiance, Jody. She's been great over this last year. She's some of them nights where I should have been partying, she kind of helps me choose a straight and narrow. But we're getting married here next month, and I'm super excited about that. She loves racing. She's been around it forever. She supports me in everything I do, and it is really hard to find somebody like that in this sport.
Those guys better look out, because getting married might make you a little faster yet.
I know, especially if it keeps me out of that party mode.
What do you got planned for next year?
We're going to, basically like we did last year, we're going to start off running Donaldson and Burlington, and we're going to start off running the dirt tour stuff, you know. I've got a lot of sponsor help, but, I mean, it's hard to run those dirt tour things because you got to travel a lot, and, you know, we still just have fun, and mainly my sponsors will get me out of a pinch and stuff, so... It's hard to fully commit to that and just say you're going to do them all, because you find yourself halfway through the seasons a couple motors later, stuff's wore out, and you got to buy parts. And sometimes your best option is just to calm it down a little bit and race one night a week.
A lot of those races are during the week. They're great races. I love going to them. They're during the week. You got to get away early to get there. You're late there. You're late getting home, and it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. We're going on a honeymoon. And I had to take a week's vacation for that. Luckily, where I work, I got 3 weeks vacation, so I'm not going to have any days off unless they're Hawkeye Dirt Tour races.
Josh Foster, thanks for talking with us on HeartlandMotorsports.com. Congratulations on the IMCA Modified Track Championship at the Lee County Speedway.
Thanks, Dave. It's always nice talking with you.
Thank you.